I'm on the foredeck of the USS Freedom, tied up alongside the quay at the Changi Naval Base in Singapore. The Freedom is here on a 10-month deployment. It's the first of a new class of vessel, which in many ways symbolises the Obama administration's new pivot, its rebalancing towards the Asia-Pacific.
After a decade in which we fought two wars that cost us dearly, in blood and treasure, the United States is turning our attention to the vast potential of the Asia-Pacific region.
This shift, first dubbed the Asia Pivot, now the Americans prefer to call it a rebalancing, has diplomatic, economic and military aspects. But so far it's the military dimension that's most visible. By 2020, 60% of America's principal warships will be operating in the Pacific. Among them, ships like this one, the USS Freedom. Up on the bridge, its captain, Commander Tim Wilkie, explained that the vessel is the first of a whole new class of warship to be deployed. The Americans call them littoral combat ships. The LCS is a relatively small and agile vessel, potentially capable of taking on a range of different missions.
This ship is designed to be modular, to take on different warfare areas as needed by the commander. Specifically, the ship would pull into port and change out what we call mission packages. Mission packages consist of equipment, weapon systems, as well as personnel to man those systems and conduct the mission. In various stages of development in the U.S. Navy are three mission packages: the anti-submarine mission package, the mine hunting package, and the surface mission package.
This may only be a small warship, but its strategic importance is significant. Naval analyst Christian Lemire from the International Institute for Strategic Studies says it allows the U.S. to send a clear signal of intent to China without causing undue alarm in Beijing.
The deployment of the LCS is a carefully calibrated move. Obviously, any larger ships, a destroyer or a cruiser, for instance, will be a much more aggressive signal to send to China. Because it's quite small, it doesn't seem as aggressive to China as it might be if they were deploying much larger ships as well.
But China is increasingly alarmed at the whole idea of Washington's growing footprint in the region. They see it as an attempt to contain China. But the Americans insist that this is not the case. Last April, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, spoke to U.S. servicemen about his recent trip to Beijing.
We both aspire to a new, different and better relationship, but that relationship has to be approached in the context of our other responsibilities and alliances in the region.
4, 3, 2, 1, mark. On my mark, time was 1-4-1-1.
Back on board the USS Freedom, watches are synchronized. But is time running out to avoid perhaps an unintended crisis that could spark a dangerous military escalation between Washington and Beijing? Professor Lyle Goldstein, a China expert at the U.S. Naval War College in Rhode Island, believes the danger is real.
Unlike Mali, unlike Syria, this is a place where, you know, when the match is struck, it could light off a war between great powers, and it could happen very quickly. So we have to really pay close attention and urge leaders on all sides to use caution and restraint.
With numerous territorial disputes, the Asia-Pacific is fast becoming a strategic powder keg. The developing rivalry between the U.S. and China only adds to the pressure. Analysts worry that Washington and Beijing are locked into seeing each other as potential enemies. The concern is that this could become a self-fulfilling prophecy.